Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews on the one and only Movie Deputy podcast, where we interrogate movies for their plot and content, looking at a little bit of everything from the story to the audience and just kind of everything along the way. If you caught yesterday's episode, you know we are doing the Kung Fu Panda movies this week. Yesterday was, of course, the first one that came out in 2008. Today we are talking about Kung Fu Panda 2, which came out in 2011. Now, like I said, these movies are not what you'd expect. I mean, a panda and Kung Fu, you combine them together and you're bound to get chaos. And yes, we do get a lot of chaos, but we get a lot of heartwarming entertainment along the way. If you, like I said, if you didn't catch yesterday's episode, all of the Kung Fu Panda movies, at least thus far, the first four, will there be more? I don't know, but with Kung Fu Panda 2, but we are doing with kind of the original 2, 3, and 4, they all have an innocent rating on the Deputy scale. And I will give you the score as soon as I share with you the original review that we had on MovieDeputy.com. And as I've been trying to inform people along the way, is be sure to click those buttons so you never miss the latest and greatest of a Movie Deputy episode. And of course, if you like what you're hearing and you just want to be able to go back and like read the original review, the transcription is going to be in the description below in the podcast itself. So if you still want to go back and read it, you still can rather than listening to it. But as they switch over to the podcast format, they are disappearing from the Movie Deputy website one at a time. As you can guess, we've got a long way to go as we have reviewed over 2,000 movies in the last 10 years. I still can't believe I've been doing this for 10 years, but that is so awesome. So if you haven't caught Sunday's episode, I know we don't normally do an episode on Sunday, but Sunday was special. So be sure to go back and catch that if you have not done so already. But that is a special thing, as that was the 10-year anniversary of Movie Deputy going live. So I hope you come back and check that one out as well. But the original review of Kung Fu Panda 2 that was on MovieDeputy.com is as follows. Po has proven himself as the dragon warrior, but his story is far from over. It will take everything that the Furious Five and the dragon warrior have to defeat the foe that wants to put an end to the China that they know and love. This foe has a lust for power that has never been seen before. In his actions, this foe will present an entirely new set of challenges for our heroes. The secret ingredient in this story isn't an ingredient at all. It's a mastery of something that has presented itself as difficult, if not impossible, for all those who have tried. It will take something that one of them possesses to conquer this challenge. Once done, they realize that China will never be the same. What does that mean? Well, you're just going to have to watch it and find out. This second installment in the Kung Fu Panda story doesn't have as much pizzazz as the first one, but it is still enjoyable to watch. The complexity of the tale may be a little hard to understand for younger viewers, and there almost seems to be too much going on at once. Will there be any more to the story? There's nothing planned at the moment, but this story still has room to expand. Overall, this is a cute story that doesn't make much sense without the first one. Watch them in order and wait with me to see what happens next. Well, of course, we all know what happens next, but I wrote them in the time period. It's like I wrote them as if I was watching this in 2011, which Movie Deputy didn't yet exist in 2011. So it's like I try to look at movies based on when they were made. It's like I don't judge like something from the 1980s based on the technology we have today. So I try to look at them based on the time frame in which they're done. And of course, back in 2011, we had no idea that Kung Fu Panda 3 and eventually 4 were coming. So it was just kind of a nice surprise. But like I said, this one, it loses a little bit of the pizzazz from the first one, but it is still a solid story and very enjoyable. There is the little secret that I'm referring to, that the whole mastery of this entire movie. I'm sure if you are familiar at all with Jack Black and his portrayal of Poe, that you probably know what the little secret, the little thing is on that. And if not, like I said, these are ones that you kind of need to watch in order, because this one references the first movie quite a few times. And in doing so, if you're not familiar with the story, it may be a little hard to understand. But I gave Kung Fu Panda 2 a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. So I hope that you are enjoying this series. And like I said, you know what to do, what buttons to push, so you never miss the latest and greatest. But I will be back tomorrow to talk to you about Kung Fu Panda 3. Bye!